Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited, and play-by-play man Jeff Levering is with us this morning on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Morning, Jeff. He said, got me now, Level.
He's upset about the hamburger thing, too.
No. You guys got me?
Yeah, there it is. Got there you. This is not all my right, fault. It's been suggested that I started talking that I started talking about hamburgers too early, and therefore I cost the Brewers the streak. Inaccurate.
No, you're fine. There's no such thing as an announcer's jinx. You know what? Because we have nothing to do with it. No matter what anybody says, if I'm doing a basketball game and I say a guy has made 15 consecutive free throws and he clangs one, that has nothing to do with me. I did not shoot the shot.
Hasn't missed a putt inside 6 feet for the tournament. Oh, and
so after the first inning, after the first inning tonight, if the Cubs go down 1-2-3, will you say, okay, the no hitter is intact as we go to the second?
Oh, God. I will, just for you, okay?
Would you?
1-2-3, Woodruff does not give up a base in the first inning. I will say the no hitter is intact.
Don't promise that. We'll be listening.
Oh, no, I'll do it. It's okay. We got an afternoon game.
It's on.
I'll do it.
Oh, afternoon game. So it's loose? Is that it?
No. I'm just saying that you guys won't be in bed by the time that we hit the air.
That's a good point.
Anxiously awaiting that call.
Yeah. No hitters intact.
So, all right. 9 in a row. That's awesome. I mean, we are still 4 games ahead of the Cubs right now in the race for the division. Would be nice to get this one, then win the series, and then come on home.
Yeah, I think that's the point. It's just to win series. Coming down here and sweeping is never an easy thing. So you took care of business. You won game one. I think that put a lot of pressure on the Cubs for yesterday's ballgame. Justin Steele, listen, he pitched his tail off. He got hit with a line drive in the knee and continued to pitch really well after the second inning. Lewis Corbin Burns was fantastic, too. It's just an RBI ground out where the Cubs executed in the first inning. The Brewers had the same situation in the top half of the first inning, and Willy Adames hit the line drive. It's 2 feet to the right, 2 feet to the left, or if the infield's playing in, the Brewers get 2 runs. So that's just the way the ball fell yesterday. They hit a couple of balls that on any other day at Wrigley Field, they get out, but the wind was blowing in, and they didn't get out last night.
So, Jeff, one of the big stories across the league, the Anaheim Angels, who had just really been struggling, just waived a bunch of people, including Hunter Renfroe and others, like a couple of pitchers and whatnot, and these guys are now going to be available. Obviously, there's an order as far as your record goes and who can grab any of those folks. Would the Brewers be interested in Renfroe? Would they actually take a look at some of these guys that have just been cut?
Yeah, it's a great question. And if any of these players get to Milwaukee in terms of the waiver priority, it's worth a shot. The team that picks up the player is still on the hook for the rest of their salary for the rest of the season. So you're essentially paying a sixth of that player's yearly salary. So kind of cash is king at the moment. And if the Brewers have the need and if they want to go out and get any of these players from the Angels, it's up to Matt Arnold and the rest of the ownership group to figure out a way to do that. But they've got to get to the Brewers, and they're having a really good season. Their record is what it is, one of the top records in Major League Baseball. So the likelihood of any of those players falling to the Brewers is probably not very strong. The Cubs are ahead of them. You could change your pitching staff. The Reds are ahead of the Brewers. They could change their pitching staff. The Giants, the same deal. So we'll see if any of those guys fall to the Brewers. If they do, we'll see what happens.
Is this normal? I feel like I've never heard of this before where it's this many players from one team just getting dumped.
Well, because they should have had the fire sale 6 weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, Vince, you're right. They should have done this before, and then Shohei Ohtani got hurt 2 days after the trade deadline, and everything just kind of went off the rails. This does happen, but the way that the trade deadline changed where you don't have that waiver trade deadline in September – that's why this is happening now. The Angels can still pull these players back. They can, if they can get claimed, and they can say, no, we're good. We're actually not going to get rid of this player. It's a strict salary dump is what it is. It has happened in the past, but just not with this quality type of player And this is a number of players, essentially anybody of any value, with the exception of Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, they put on waivers.
You think Brewers general manager Matt Arnold is trolling over there, his guy, and, hey, I offered you a whole lot of stuff. Just wanted to let you know what you passed on.
Well, I'm sure he is. And now you can say, well, we're going to pick him up and just we're going to get him for just a little bit of cash. You don't even get any human.
And you get nothing. You
not
get
even
nothing
a bag
in like
balls.
It. That's right.
Yeah, you get nothing in like it.
110 first pitch in Chicago. We're listening for that first inning call, Level.
All right. I'll have it ready and geared up for you.
Okay, make sure we're rolling on that.
We better go 1, 2, 3.
10 minutes before 8. Mark Tauscher up next on Wisconsin's Morning News.